Order, 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 order. The House will come to order immediately.
Are there any select committee reports?
A change in the way MPs' salaries are set is the aim of a bill before the Government Administration Committee. It would put in place legal requirements around what services must be provided by members, and on Wednesday, concerns about that were raised by Clerk of the House, Mary Harris.
What concerns me a little bit about the purpose of the bill is that it goes on to place requirements on members in the way in which they perform their roles. And I think members have got to be free to perform their roles as they see fit and as determined by the House's own rules. And legislating for such matters runs the risks of bringing the way in which members act under the jurisdiction of the courts and being quite contrary to Parliament's privileges.
The bill would also make changes to how MPs' other allowances are determined.
What the bill proposes is to split the determination of services between the Speaker and the Remuneration Authority, so that travel and accommodation would go to the Remuneration Authority and communication services and member and party support services would be determined by the Speaker.
The Clerk of the House said that system was flawed.
I think that is a very arbitrary split, and I don't believe that it will achieve the desired level of transparency, and I think it poses risks for the functioning of the House and committees. It doesn't actually put all of the private benefit into one or the other of the categories. I think private benefit is spread across both. And it no longer reflects the principle that the House retain exclusive control of its operations.
Mary Harris said her office was prepared to assist in redrafting the bill.
I am happy to assist the committee think rather more deeply about the bill than perhaps they might have, you might have felt that you would have to.
Clerk of the House Mary Harris making a submission on the Members of Parliament Remuneration and Services Bill to the Government Administration Committee. The bill is due to be reported back to the House by September 28. To other committee news now, and on Thursday, Television New Zealand made a second attempt to dodge an obligation to screen party leaders' opening and closing election campaign addresses for free. Echoing a similar submission to Parliament in the late 90s, Television New Zealand Secretary Brent McAnulty put his case to the Justice and Electoral Committee.
The first part of our submission obviously focused on the obligations to broadcast free of charge during prime time for us. The opening and closing addresses of the parties contesting the election. An election just gone, obviously, of which you were all part of, there was 11 parties that qualified.
It was the third day of submissions to the committee's inquiry into last year's election, and Mr McAnulty said the obligation on TVNZ was outdated.
This obligation to provide free broadcasting in prime time was obviously established in 1989, when there were just two channels, one and two. And since then, obviously, times have changed in how political parties communicate with people, and also the competitive environment, and TVNZ itself's changed. We had a licensing fee then, now we obviously operate in a commercial way.
Mr McAnulty said the requirement meant revenue losses for TVNZ.
Basically, the obligation has become a direct revenue impact on TVNZ, and I just want to quickly just get through that. Our business is about eyeballs and selling those eyeballs to advertisers. That's basically how it works. On average, 20% of people turned away. They didn't come back. And, of course, we sell advertising on the basis of ratings, and if we don't hit those ratings, then we have to do make goods for those people that we've sold content to.
Mr McAnulty suggested a solution.
We would most logically say we would like to have the whole obligation removed, or that all other broadcasters have to have the same level playing field and broadcast at the same time. I guess more pragmatically, we're saying if we could remove the prime time piece of it, the 7 to 9, that we could find other times that are more practical to view it.
Television New Zealand Secretary Brent McAnulty giving evidence to the Justice and Electoral Committee's inquiry into last year's election. And final word this week from Finance Minister Bill English, who delivered the government's fiscal strategy report to the Finance and Expenditure Committee. He was asked about Treasury advice recommending the raising of the retirement age.
Well, the government's position on that's quite clear. We're not increasing it. So in that sense, we disagree with them. But Treasury are always saying things are going to be terrible. That's part of how they, you know, try to convince people of things.
Finance Minister Bill English speaking to the Finance and Expenditure Committee. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.